not sure that one is either. It's his Napoleon meeting that he has at the start of the year.
The what?
For all the coaches.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Call the meeting, Director. Please join us in our heads of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Council has before them the minutes of the July 15th meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Not appearing, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the minutes as written.
I'll make that motion and we approve the minutes as written.
Motion by Rick, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Tim. Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
I'll make that motion for approval of this first month of claims.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
Yeah. How long do we have to, that variance for the Stillwater Mine, how long does that have to go on the paper for?
About 2 weeks, I think.
3 weeks. And why is it a different price each time? Is it different for?
I have no clue what they charge.
Okay.
If it's by
letter. Yeah, it looked like the exact same thing, but one of them was 120 and one of them was like 75 or something. So I was just wondering.
Okay. I don't know. Are they the same variance?
Yeah. It's the same thing. Yellowstone News Group, public hearing. That's a different one. Must be longer. That's a bid one. All right. Got it.
Answered your own question.
Any other questions? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Under petitions and communications, we have Travis and Jeremy here from Engineering West to go over a couple of different projects. Go ahead.
So I'm here to talk about the storm drain on 2nd Street. We're nearing completion of the pipe work. They got like 5 inlets and 1 manhole, about 40 feet of main line. So they're getting really close to wrapping up the actual pipe work. Now they got to start cleaning up everything, and that road is taking a beating. What we found out there is the asphalt section is really thin. A lot of the areas, the road base, if there is any, it's minimal. In those areas, the asphalt is completely tore up. So we need to address the driveway there, the roadway. And what I've come up with is we need at least 2,300 square yards to replace a minimum. And that would include pretty much the area in front of the grade school. That's one of the worst areas. And then up near the swimming pool, those are the two worst areas. So in conversations with the contractor, they need a little more equipment to undertake this. Basically, if they were to remove the asphalt and then take out another 14 inches of material, bring it back in, place it with road base, and then pave over from the whole width. And it varies as we go up. There's some places have curbs, some don't. But if we replace those two areas, they said they could do it for $46.70 a square yard. Their bid price for the trench restoration was $44.70 a square yard. So what we do is pay them the $2,300, the $46.70 for the 2,300 square yards on top of the bid quantity. The bid quantity for the trench restoration was around 1,000 square yards. what I figure on this map, the kind of the red or orange areas, if we did the minimal work possible, would be trench restoration. That'd be covered with 1,000 square yards at 4470. And then the light blue areas would be the pole replacements at 4670 square yard. And that's 2,300. The other option is we could replace the total width from pike to fourth. And both costs are there. So the minimal with engineering testing and construction was $128,405. So if we want a total replacement from pipe to fourth, it's about 5,000 square yards material. We pay $1,000 under the contract price, use that up at 4470, and then pay the additional 4,000 square yards at the 4670. With construction, material testing, and engineering, that price comes out to just under $220,000. So a couple options to address that. If we did do the minimal, we'd be tying into some asphalt that's in pretty poor shape, but it'd be passable. Right now, the area in front of the school and by the pool are really not passable.
No, that's pretty bad.
So that's kind of what we're up against. A couple options. Minimal to take care of, address the roadway or a complete restoration from one end to the other. So, yeah. Any questions?
So what was the price of the complete restoration? You said 220?
220, just under 220.
Okay.
First one, that's the second one.
Was this one of our...
There's money, there's gas tax money, street money that we could use.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Sure. We have about $1 million in our BARSA funds that we can use for this.
Was this one of the streets that was originally going to be taken care of in the future? I can't remember if that was on the line.
I don't know.
It certainly is.
Not one of the ones on there.
Because it was, we wanted that storm drain in.
Right.
You know, first.
Right, because they knew the storm, because like he said.
I believe in a total reconstruction.
And ideally, it'd be nice if we had any other work in there, but with the crunch with the school and everything around there, I mean, I don't want to have any problems in there, like 6 months from now on a water main or something, but you can't, what you tie into is garbage. I just don't think it can sit.
I think most of it is pretty decent. There's nothing, no water mains running this way or that way. And the sewer is minimal in there. It's like the other block. It's been lined, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we just have some intersections. What do we have?
Yeah, we ran into water. They ran into water problems, some shallow groundwater there. I don't know if it's leaking from the pool, but that really caused a problem when they were digging in that area.
Second Street, Second Avenue water main was 2012. The other one was just a couple of years ago down on First Avenue. Third Avenue was pretty new. There's just one service line that runs from Third Avenue down to a house.
I think you should be good as far as your improvements once this is done.
I'm all for total.
It's kind of a major artery with the bus routes and
yeah, it does get
kids
a lot of traffic
there.
A lot of
and
track.
The contractor, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's going to be wrapped up with the pipe this week, by this week in a couple days, and they could get on digging that street and repairing that. I think by the end of this week they can get started. And we're going to be pushing up against the start of school, but I think we might as well get it done, get it all paved and done.
Yeah, that's better than trying to patch into three spots.
I'm all for that.
Excellent. Right.
We knew it.
There was just no proper sub-base pool of that once that equipment got on.
We just need a consensus. It doesn't have an asterisk on it, so we can't vote on it.
Yeah, if I went down here, we do. It's on the agenda to vote on.
Oh, that's the last item. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, not that. Where is it?
Yeah, the way that spider's would like that.
Oh, it's
approval of change order for Mr. Mountain for Second Street.
Okay, Second Flash. Yeah, we need to wait till we get to there to vote on it.
Okay.
And I'm just here to give a quick update kind of on what we're doing with the new well for the town, for the city, and where we're at. So a couple things. I have worked on, I've revised the scope under the ARPA grant right now. We're going to submit that to DNRC as soon as I get some cost estimates. But what we'd like to do is expand the scope of work under the current grant to include upgrading the well pumps for Heritage Park and Bearfield. So looking through all the documents back, goes all the way back to 1985, 2008, there's been a lot of work done on those two pumps. And when they originally, I got the pump test data from the original engineer on that, and it looks like the Beartooth well was pumped up to 800 gallons a minute, Heritage Park was pumped over 600 gallons a minute, and right now, currently, the pumps are pumping at about 340 to 350 gallons a minute. Now, the reason why they throttled that back is when we had a real significant sand problem, I believe, with those wells, and from talking, I think, with Scott before Peyton came, is that it sounds like that sand problem's kind of taken care of itself over time. And the other thing is that when they modeled and did their preliminary design for the pumps, they took the flows and they modeled them out to 180 day continuous. What would the, you know, what would that pumping rate be over 180 days? What does it do to the aquifer? Will it draw down to the bottom of the well or to the well screen? And so that's where they came up with about 360 gallons a minute is really the design rate for those wells, because over 180 days it would just then take it to the top of the well screen. But what we would like to do is look at purchasing some variable frequency drives, constant pressure pumps that actually are installed within the building, not within the actual well casing, so they're easily operating. Those pumps are more efficient from an energy standpoint, and they look at maybe upsizing those pumps up to maybe 500 gallons a minute, because we can start pulling more water out of each of those pumps. If we could get actually 500 gallons a minute for short durations throughout the day to fill the tank, right there, two wells that do 500 gallons a minute now significantly increased our water supply that we currently have. Remember, our problem we have right now is our island well that is soon to be gone once the Yellowstone River takes it. And right now, that well, our infiltration gallery, is doing about 250 gallons a minute for us. And so we have the three wells in the city, about 350, 350, and a 250. But DEQ looks at that as they take your best well, take it out of production, you still have to meet your maximum daily demand and gallons per minute flow rate for the day. And without that, we don't meet it. So we really need to look at replacing the island well, because I think in a few years we could easily lose that well. So ideally we want to look at 300 gallons a minute, but we've kind of been striking out the last couple of times when we look at wells. And I don't know if this aquifer, the grab aquifer, is if there's a really a good location to go punch a well that's going to get us 300 gallons a minute. So under the expansion of the ARPA grant, the scope of work, we hope to be able to include that funding to upgrade those pumps. Those pumps, those variable frequency drive pumps, VFDs, work off pressure and transducers, which are much, it's a technology we can use in the SCADA system that Peyton's already looking at upgrading that system too, so they can control that. Those pumps will ramp up slowly, and they're not so hard. Right now you have your pumps that just come on full blast and they shut off, and it's all controlled by the water tower. There's a float there that flips on and off. When it drops 2 feet, it just kicks on the pumps and fills everything. It meets the demand of the distribution system, and then it fills whatever leftover goes up to the tank to fill. So that's one thing we're working on. The second thing is we're still looking at, where do we drill a new well? We're going to need a new well. So we're looking at the Heritage Park, maybe doing one on the south side of that. I've contacted Hydro Solutions, which they're hydrogeologists that really kind of specialize in this, and they do the modeling. And so I've gotten some costs, and we're probably, my recommendation is we move forward with modeling, doing a well interference. If we propose a second well just south of the well there on the south side of the park, how will it affect our current well? Is it going to be adverse, or is it okay? If it's not going to be a big impact, then maybe that's a prime location to drill, because again, that well there is doing up to, you know, 600 to 800 gallons a minute when they pump tested originally. That's probably the prime location I'm looking at right now. The other location is look up at the Granite Peak Parks, the baseball fields. Granite Peak has a well there now. The gravel is around 25 feet. We're looking at maybe, can we drill a couple wells and spread them out over the park area and then manifold and tie them together that could just feed right up to the tank and that bypass all the distribution system that these wells have to do now. So that's kind of where we're at. We've talked about sampling the Granite Peak well. I don't know, Dennis, if you know what the quality's like. Maybe you do have to talk.
I think there's some samples down there being somewhere that we're taking.
Yeah, we got to take a look at.
It wasn't the best, but.
Wasn't the best. We're kind of running out of options, it seems like. So, but those update, that's what we're looking at. We're going to look at Heritage Park real hard to see if there's no or not a very significant impact to the existing well. I think that's a prime location, other than the sand. When you read through the reports of the Beartooth Well, the Heritage Well, it is noted in here that it is a very unusual wells because the high amount of sand. It's surprising to see how much sand was pumped out of the Heritage Well. I think pumped 130 cubic yards of sand out. Significant amount of sand that came out of that well. So,
but it hasn't shown up in the sand filter.
Nope.
Ever since it's been cleaned up and the new filter was put in.
So my hope is
nothing.
That we can increase the production out of those wells without drawing more sand in. And so if we can get 500 gallons a minute, right there is 1,000 gallons a minute that we can meet our provision water rate already, that we have to try to either get an extension or meet that by the end of this year. So I think that's a very wise path to go forward to see if we increase those two wells with just bigger pumps.
If we did something with the south side of Heritage, is it possible to rather than build a brand new big old building, if we could get over to the other building and treat everything there so we don't have another big...
Yeah, I think that's a brand new building that I think we'd be able to do it. We could tie or manifold those two wells together, or...
in the park.
You'd spend as much money in a building than you would. Yes, I think that's a very good idea to do. So, I believe the Corbett got Provider Solutions to do the model. Now that we found the data, the pumping data that originally was done on that well, we could use that data to put in the model. I think it was around, $3,500. We can have a model done to see what the impacts are, which I think is well worth it before we go any further on something else. Any questions regarding the updates on the well location?
Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Travis.
Jerry.
Thanks, man.
Mr. Chairman.
I had a couple things I wanted to run by the council. And there's no handouts on this. I'm just going to be talking. It's earlier this year, the City of Columbus was awarded a grant through... it's called the Rural Community Assistance Corporation through the Beartooth RC&D. They put together a program called Recharge Our Community's Economy, ROCE. And the ROCE, Recharge Our Community's Economy, is a series of workshops that facilitate discussions and guided interactive activities that help rural communities. So they do things like have discussion groups to try to shift a mindset from one of scarcity, focusing on what the community doesn't have, to one focusing more on the assets that the community does have, by bringing people together to recognize the value and access to resources and forms of wealth that are already available in the community, and also identifies strategies to help a community grow substantially, sustainably by utilizing existing resources to create economic opportunities from within the community rather than relying on outside investors. Workshops discussions are going to take place in four different 6-hour sessions: September 18th, October 16th, November 6th, January 8th, and a kind of a breakout session in December. So it's a 4-month deal. And I'm on the whatever they call it, the recruitment committee. So if it sounds like you're being recruited, that's part of it. I've gone to two different sessions. I got another session this week. I just keep thinking that if this isn't a matching grant, it's a grant that Beartooth RC&D put together with this RCAC. They picked Columbus because we're in the Beartooth RC&D area and they're looking for a town. Columbus gets this. This is a, it's kind of like a strategic management, strategic planning session. A big one, you know, a four-month deal. I keep thinking we should have somebody from council on that that would at least know what a lot of the suggestions were, so that when they come around, we've got an idea of what they look like. And you know, bottom line is, town's going to be making the decisions on some maybe potential projects. Don't know. I don't ask this lightly, because four sessions at 7 hours, 6 hours each is a commitment. And they're going to be on Wednesday evenings, Wednesday afternoons, 1 to 7. So don't need an answer tonight. Think about it. We're also doing have a recruiting table down at the farmer's market. I haven't seen it yet because I haven't been to a farmer's market, but they're going to have a recruiting table set up down there. You can sign up there, or you can get a hold of me. Any questions?
This is to improve the growth of our city, our town.
To recognize what the opportunities might be to get people that maybe aren't involved. All around town, there's people have ideas how we ought to be doing things better than we're doing them. You know, hopefully those people show up. They're not bad ideas, but those ideas never get into the mainstream. Either that, or they get in the mainstream in a partial manner, where there's no either infrastructure to back them, or there's no continuity to back them through city government or whatever. And I foresee this bringing ideas together. Okay, anything else? The other thing is Cherie and I attended a Zoom presentation by a guy named Thomas Joden. He's an attorney with the League of Cities and Towns. And he put on a session, it was an hour session, about the Supreme Court decision in Grants Pass, Oregon, concerning regulating camping in public places. Are you familiar with that? What went on there? Grants Pass, Oregon tried to keep people from camping whenever they wanted to on public property in the town. The people that they tried to keep from camping took them to the Supreme Court, and Grants Pass won. So the decision was made in favor of Grants Pass. And it said the local jurisdiction can focus on what the community wants to see. The community has the statutory authority to regulate camping. So that kind of clears the way. It at least says that we should probably think about whether the City of Columbus wants to develop a statute. We kind of missed the bus on the marijuana shop regulation. This is a chance to think about whether we want to begin the process of regulating camping. It's probably more complicated than we think it would be. You might have to, we might have to define what camping is. Do we differentiate between camping in the park or sleeping on the sidewalk? And here in Columbus, we have a public free park where people can camp for nothing for 7 days. Then they have to move on. That might be part of the reason why we haven't had an issue. There is a recording of this presentation on the League of Cities and Towns website that you can listen to. It's not long. It's about 45 minutes, wasn't it? Something like that. Well, that's again something just to think about. If we were going to move along with that, we're going to need a lot of help from Ryan. And
you see a lot of that in the bigger cities, Bozeman's.
Bozeman's.
I can't believe they are doing anything about it.
Well, they actually...
Try it?
So before this ruling, local government was not allowed to do anything criminal towards camping in public places.
Gotcha.
They could give a civil fine. So what's a fine when it's a homeless person that has no money? So what Bozeman did not too long ago is they actually relaxed everything. And they gave them, like, so many warnings before they gave them a fine. And the fine was only up to $25. They provided them restrooms.
Now
they provided
garbage.
Them dumpsters.
Right.
And they actually hired a staff and increased their budget by $250,000 a year so they could deal with the situation.
Perfect solution.
So now...
No more money.
Now I'm curious to see what Bozeman's going to do because now things have changed. Okay. But even... With a criminal, what are we going to do? Throw everybody in jail and create taxpayers having to house and feed them? And
I can tell you no jail's going to take them.
Right. Yeah, jail isn't going to take them anyway.
So even though the Supreme Court has now thrown it to us and letting us determine what the whether it's civil or criminal or what, I mean...
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Okay, any questions? We move on to reports of officers. Chief Uecker?
No, sir.
Just your written report?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Peyton?
Nothing to add.
Questions for Peyton? You can see on his report there's a lot of some of the same stuff that Travis and
good find a leak on the island, man.
Oh, the pump works too.
All the time. Ryan?
Nothing to add.
Sharif?
Nothing further than what's in my report.
Okay. Any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? No committee reports, no unfinished business under new business. First item is the approval of the master agreement for Engineering West and the city to furnish professional services.
You can make the motion to approve the master agreement between Engineering West and the city.
Motion by Bob to approve the master agreement between Engineering West and the city to furnish professional services. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Gannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a special use permit for Heritage Park for hunter safety education on August 15th, 2024. 1:30 to 3:30. Entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a approval of a user agreement between the city and Stillwater Soccer AYSO League to use Granite Peak Park on 8/24/91 and 9/1/24 through 10/12/24. Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve that.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Give it to Rick. Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is the school resource officer agreement. This is the renewal runs from September 15, 24 through May 15 of 24. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a pay application number 2 for Mystic Mountain in the amount of $160,689.03. Is there a motion?
Make that motion to pay that.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Bob. Is there any discussion?
This was the original bid, correct?
This is what?
The add-on. Is this the original
bid?
No, this is
the original. Or this one?
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Next item is the change order.
This is the pay.
So there's 2, and you guys will have to decide which one you guys want
okay.
to.
I was going to say, I thought I saw one that said 100.
So option 1 and option 2. Option 1, I'm pretty sure, is just doing the
blue.
Patch.
Right.
And the option 2 is
option
the...
Option 2 is the...
Well, option 2 is the one where everything is taken care of.
Option 2 is the one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I might have stated.
I make a motion to approve the change order. Mystic Mountain for the Second Street Storm Drain Project. This would be option, is it 2? Is that what we said?
Change order 2. Yeah.
Change order 2.
Change order 2 would be the
219.
Okay.
The 4 one.
Jim, it'd be change order 1, option 2.
Change order 1, option 2.
Okay.
Huh? Change order 1, option 2. I make a motion for the approval of change order 1, option 2 for Mystic Mountain for the Second Street Storm Drain Project.
Okay, good.
I'll second that.
Motion by Bob, second by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, how does that equal out to the $219.95 on the change order 1 at the 111 increase of 111, and then the second one's an increase of 191 on the change order 2.
Excludes testing and
I just want to make sure what we just went for is to do the whole road. That's why I just want to make sure that's what it is. Okay, all right.
I got the right one?
Mm-hmm.
That way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Change order 1, option 2.
Okay.
Is that right?
190-some thousand to the contract. That's a change
order.
Okay. Unless it says change order 2. That's on change order 2. That's why it's...
Oh.
Not option 2.
That's not option 2. It's on change order 2. That's why I'm kind of confused here, because we have a change order 1, and there's no option 2.
I was looking on the server.
And then we have a change order 2.
I'm looking on the wrong thing here.
That's why I couldn't figure out what the numbers were. The numbers weren't matching.
I was looking on this one here.
It should be change order 1, because we haven't had a change order yet.
That's my fault. I put that up there.
Okay.
So I thought we had 2 change orders to choose from. I didn't realize it was 1 change order, 2 different options. Yeah. So that's I wrote those.
Is it okay if we just write on one of these, make sure we get it right?
So this is actually supposed to be change order 1, option 2.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
This is option 2.
For the whole street.
Okay.
And we'll get to the street.
Let's do it right.
Okay, I think we've got it stated correctly, so we just need to do the vote. Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brandon?
Yes.
Motion passes. And the next item is the approval of bid award to Anaqua for the UV wastewater disinfection equipment in the amount of $235,135. Your motion.
Is this the one that replaces everything, or just the start of replacing?
This is the pre-purchase of the equipment.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
We've been going through this for how many, ever since I've been part of this?
Yeah.
I mean...
We're supposed to, we gotta be done by December 2025.
Okay. So we're just tidying it up?
We're pre-buying the...
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes good in November, December.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm just a little confused. It doesn't take much.
This is the equipment that will be, that everybody will use, the equipment we're buying for the project. And then you're saying November, December is when we'll bid the whole project itself. But this is just the equipment that the engineers have specced out for the project. We're buying that.
Okay.
Is that lead time that far out too? Is the lead time that far out in that November, December?
Yes, it's in 6 months.
Any other questions? Dan?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any comments not on the agenda?
I just wanted to say I'm going to meet with Cherie and the solid waste group this week. I've got all kinds of numbers put together. Hopefully she can organize them for me.
So, comment for, not on the agenda, but it's something we couldn't put on the agenda because it came in Friday afternoon after we already set the agenda for this meeting. But it'll be in our next packet for council to look at. We did receive a proposal to purchase the Superfund site from Farmers Union. There was initial discussions with me and the manager, Heidi. We've been emailing back and forth. I put together a whole packet of information of basically all the zoning requirements and all the contact for DEQ, EPA, whoever is involved in the project. I provided all that to her and provided her with all the applicable zoning requirements. And basically my review of everything is, back in the 90s, they basically put us on administrative enforcement through zoning. So that's, as long as they meet zoning standards, and then if there ever is a conveyance of the property, there has to be a special line item in the buy-sell, basically saying that whoever buys it will comply explicitly with the zoning requirements. That just has to be noticed up in a buy-sell. So just adding one line to it. But basically, it is sellable. I provide all the information to Heidi. Last week, she had emailed me a few times wanting to know there was interest in a lease to own or some kind of long-term lease. I told her, I don't think that's the city, that's appropriate for the city. If we're going to get rid of it, we're just going to sell it. Just so we don't have any long-term, because any lease agreement or lease to own is going to be very long because they're going to put a lot of money in infrastructure. And so I don't really want to have the city's name tied to it and we have no control over what they're doing over there and then have to monitor it for 20 and 30, however long. So I had advised her that I think, and I spoke with the mayor about it, that I think it'd be best that we'd be interested in a purchase. Offer.
Does that release us from any response? Are we still a PRP forever or not?
No, we can sell it. We just have to give proper notice. Right. And it says we're still not a
principal responsible party.
I think we continue to be a PRP.
Yeah.
Continue to be a PRP, right?
But we can still get divested or get rid of it. They can take it on that. And we'd still have a zoning requirement. We'd still have to enforce zoning on it. So that'd always be an obligation that we have to ensure that they're meeting all the requirements for that plot. So they did submit a purchase proposal. And so I just had to book the website. Maybe we can just advise council that'll be on the next meeting. I want to know if it was $50,000, but we have a CMA on there that shows. So there'll be some negotiations, but basically at the next council meeting, just a heads up that it'd be a good idea for council to kind of think about it, and then we can come up with a possible counteroffer if the council would like to do so.
We had a comparative market analysis done 2 years ago. Last time,
it was just last year. I brought it to all
last your guys. Year.
I remember that.
Yeah, you might have it in your packet. I thought maybe we would ask the person who did that one to freshen it up a little bit. You know, I can't imagine there's a lot of comparable sales of
Super
city acre. Yeah. City acre.
With blocks underneath.
Full city block with a
concrete
on
blocks.
A super fun site. But we should have something. You guys should have something in front of you to try to make a decent decision when you're evaluating an offer. I think we'll move ahead with that.
The purpose of the kind of notice of this part of the meeting is just they are moving forward. There is interest. They've kind of come off the lease to own, and there is interest in purchasing it. So we'll start those negotiations. And hopefully
I'm all for getting property on tax rolls, and somebody can use it for business. You bet.
Yeah.
Any questions? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.